From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Mary Louise Kelly. Today, the FBI raided the offices of three hedge funds amid what looks to be a major insider trading investigation. The Wall Street Journal reported over the weekend that U.S. officials are looking into networks of hedge fund employees and consultants who pulled in tens of millions of dollars trading on inside information. The investigation is said to have been going on for 3 years. Well, we're joined now by NPR's Jim Zaroli. And Jim, what are we hearing from FBI officials about details of the raids that took place today?
They're not saying very much at all. I mean, they're just saying that the raids were part of an ongoing investigation, not really even saying who was raided. One of the funds, Level Global Investors of New York, has confirmed it was searched today. It says it's cooperating fully. The others have been identified as Diamondback Capital Management of Connecticut and Locke Capital Management of Boston. This comes at a time when U.S. officials are especially interested in insider trading. We know that. U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara said earlier this fall he thinks insider trading is rampant and on the rise, and a lot of it is carried out by some of the most privileged and wealthy insiders in modern finance. So we know this is something he's interested in.
Do we know yet, Jim, what exactly federal investigators are looking for in these three raids that took place today?
Well, a lot of it has come from press reports. The Wall Street Journal said over the weekend, U.S. officials are looking into what they say were these large networks of consultants and bankers and traders who were trading on inside information. And it worked this way, allegedly. You had hedge funds and mutual funds that would hire private firms ostensibly for information about different industries. And many of these private firms would then in turn employ people who used to work at the companies in these industries. And a lot of these people still had contacts inside the company. They knew things that were coming up. And so they were in a really good position to just pass information back to the hedge funds and mutual funds. So they were basically these large networks that were just set up to pass on insider information. That is the allegation anyway.
Well, as we watch what, as we said, is expected to be a major insider trading probe unfold, are you hearing any other names yet, names being circulated of companies or individuals who may get wrapped up in this?
Not really. There have been some anonymous stories about different people involved. There was also a principal at a Portland firm has kind of come out publicly, a firm called Broadband Research. He sent an email to his clients saying he had been visited by some fresh-faced, eager beavers at the FBI who wanted him to wear a wire and record his clients. He said he refused to do so. His clients include some of the biggest hedge funds around. So one thing is clear. This is a really big investigation involving a lot of people, a lot of firms, and people on Wall Street are already pretty nervous.
All right. Thanks very much. That's NPR's Jim Zaroli.